From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A televised debate between U.S. presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump is getting underway at Hofstra University outside New York City. Some television industry officials are predicting a record 100 million people will tune in to see this debate. According to opinion polls, the two candidates are locked in a very tight national contest, with Clinton holding a slight lead. You can get more on the debate at voanews.com. A peace agreement between Colombia's government and the national guerrilla movement known as the FARC has been signed. At the signing, the FARC leader apologized to the victims of the country's half-century conflict. Numerous heads of state and foreign ministers, including U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, attended the signing ceremony in Cartagena.
With the signing of a peace agreement, this is an enormous step forward to end the longest-running war in this hemisphere, one of the longest in the world.
Colombians will render a final verdict on the agreement in a nationwide referendum on October 2nd. Aid workers in the Syrian city of Aleppo say Syria and its Russian planes Monday stepped up their bombing campaign on rebel-held parts of the city. They say nearly 100 people have been killed. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the Syrian government and its Russian allies, in his words, seem intent on taking Aleppo and destroying it in the process. The onslaught on Aleppo triggered a flurry of accusations Sunday at an emergency session of the UN Security Council. A Kremlin spokesman denounced U.S. and British accusations of complicity in the destruction of the city of Aleppo. This is VOA News. Making his first visit to the French city of Calais as president, François Hollande said a squalid refugee camp in the city will be dismantled. Lisa Bryant has more.
Nous devons démanteler complètement.
Hollande said the migrant camp, which was partially razed earlier this year, must be completely and definitively dismantled, but also that the migrants must be treated with humanity and dignity. He said London must play its role in handling what he called the humanitarian effort in Calais. Apparently referring to Britain's decision to leave the European Union, he said that did not mean London could disengage from its obligations towards France. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Japan warned China Monday not to send fighter jets over disputed territory in the East China Sea. Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga told reporters, Japan is watching Chinese military activity in the area and will defend its territory. On Sunday, China sent warplanes over the Miyako Strait east of the Japanese-controlled Senkaku Islands, which China claims. Chinese officials say about 40 aircraft were involved in the maneuver. The United States and South Korea conducted naval exercises Monday. An American ship equipped for both anti-aircraft and anti-submarine warfare joined South Korean destroyers, submarines, helicopters, and aircraft in a maritime operation on the East Sea. French President François Hollande has vowed to shut down a migrant camp in Calais, that by the end of the year. The Federal Bureau of Investigation says violent crime in the United States increased by 3.9% last year, including a nearly 11% jump in the number of murders. FBI officials point out that the number of crimes is still far below what it was in the 1990s when crime peaked. Crime has been declining in the U.S. for the last 2 years. Iran says it has released a retired female Canadian-Iranian professor who had been detained on what were called security charges. A foreign ministry spokesman quoted by the official IRNA news agency said Homa Hudfar was released on humanitarian grounds. An international team of scientists has identified a new strain of superbug that came from chickens and has made 10 people in Denmark sick. The infection, called MRSA, a staph infection that is sometimes fatal. Superbugs do not respond commonly to prescribed antibiotics. The rise of superbugs is blamed on the routine use of antibiotics in raising farm animals. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were lower at the close of trade today. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.